All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the roles were reversed this year as we saw quarterback Jalen Hurts come off the bench for an injured Tua Tagovailoa at quarterback for the Alabama Crimson Tide to lead them to a victory over Georgia in the SEC championship game yesterday. Now, a bum ankle for Tua put him on the bench. Hurts came in. He brought Alabama back from a two-touchdown deficit, and in that contest, he was 7-9 passing for 82 yards while throwing a touchdown pass and also running in for the game-winning score. And the bottom line is, mentally, it takes a very special person to do what Hurts was able to do. You're talking about a kid that in his first 2 years at Alabama only lost two games, got this team to the national championship, and then last year, in last year's national championship game versus the same Georgia team on the same field in Atlanta, got benched at halftime in favor of Tua. And, of course, Tua was able to rally Alabama and lead them to the come-from-behind victory over Georgia. Now, following that game, most people expected Hurts to transfer, but he decided to stay at Alabama, and in the process, he showed tremendous leadership as well as humility. And I think this is a credit to Alabama head coach Nick Saban because he is the best in college football right now. Number one, as far as keeping his guys on their toes. Number two, having everybody on that team prepared to go out there and contribute. And number three, making sure that all of his guys are ready to go. And I mean, how many other coaches in the college football scene would have been able to deal with a situation like this in the aspect that Saban did? Because most guys would have just let Jalen Hurts walk out of the door last year following the national championship game. Saban kept him around. Hurts wanted to be there, number two. And then on top of that, this kid has stayed there. Saban has worked him into the offense. He's basically told people we have two quarterbacks. You know, we've seen both Tua and Jalen on the field at the same time this year. And we've seen both of them play and play effectively. And that is a big reason why Alabama won the SEC championship game. That is a big reason why Alabama is undefeated. And that is a big reason why Alabama is back in the college football playoff. And they are once again favored to win it. So I'll tell you like this. The depth of Alabama was on display yesterday in their victory versus Georgia. They still have one, maybe two games in front of them for this season. But good luck to anybody who is going to try to knock off this Alabama team, because I'm not sure who is going to be under center for the Tide when they take the field in the Orange Bowl versus Oklahoma in the national semifinal. But I'll tell you like this. Saban can go with either one of these quarterbacks and win. He's proven it, and I would not doubt him to do it once again. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at D-Line Tax Books. 300poundsofspice.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.